FHE, from the lives of the church presidents. George Albert Smith saves the tabernacle. In the first picture, a man is standing at the pulpit in the tabernacle. George Albert Smith was born during the week of April General Conference, 1870. Many people came to Temple Square that week to see the balcony that had just been added to the tabernacle. The person in the audience says, 2,000 extra seats, and it's still crowded in here. The next picture shows two people looking toward Temple Square. As a young man, George Albert often went to visit Lucy Woodruff, who lived just across the street from the almost-finished Salt Lake Temple. Lucy Woodruff is pointing to a balloon that is flying over Temple Square. She says, George Albert, look at that beautiful hot air balloon. In the next picture, he says, I think it's going to hit the tabernacle. George Albert ran to call the fire department from the nearest telephone, but when the firefighters got to Temple Square, they discovered that the gates were locked and that the night watchman didn't have a key. In the next picture, we see a fireman, and he is saying, line up, men. We'll charge the gate on the count of three. We have to break in fast, says George Albert. The next picture shows the roof of the tabernacle on fire. Working together, the men and firefighters put out the blaze. The tabernacle was saved. In the next picture, we see George Albert and Lucy. Later, after marrying Lucy and serving a mission, Elder George Albert Smith gave many sermons in the tabernacle as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Lucy says to him, George Albert, you're a hero. The next picture shows two people watching George Albert Smith on television. He also became the first president of the church to give a general conference talk on television. Many people saw on TV the tabernacle that, years before, George Albert Smith had helped protect from fire. If you'd like to learn more about President Smith, do the President George Albert Smith crossword later in this issue. End of From the Lives of the Church Presidents. George Albert Smith saves the tabernacle.
FHE